This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 441 for Monday, June 21st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker Monday morning, dropping in sympathy with the Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Overnight declines in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures, along with a firm tone in the Canadian dollar up over half a cent this morning, contributed to the early selling pressure in canola. Relatively favorable crop conditions were another bearish influence, although persistent dryness concerns and a lack of significant precipitation in the forecasts did provide some support. Tight old crop supplies, solid end-user demand also provided some support, as did adjustments in the soy complex, which is starting to turn mixed. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all mostly lower overnight, with activity turning mixed as the day progresses. Weekend rains across dry areas of the Corn Belt weighed on prices, but more moisture will be needed. Soybeans mixed to start the day. Losses in the old crop contracts, or gains in the old crop contracts, and losses in the more active new crop months. November, it's still down 6 cents at 13.06 per bushel. The weekend rain and forecast calling for more precipitation over the next week should help boost the yield potential for soybeans that had been suffering from a lack of precipitation in many areas. Chart-based speculative selling also weighed on prices, but solid end-user demand provided support, with China making large purchases last week Friday. The situation was similar in corn, with good demand on the one side countered by improving Midwestern moisture conditions. The September corn contract down 6 cents at 5.71 per bushel. Wheat, it's turning mixed after overnight declines. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest did put some selling pressure on prices, especially Kansas City hard red winter wheat. But the dry spring wheat growing regions in the Dakotas only received minor rainfall over the weekend, and the poor conditions there provided support. In early trade, September spring wheat up a half cent at 7.66 and three quarters per bushel. Kansas City down 2 cents in September at 6.13 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up a penny in the September contract at 6.67 per bushel. The Canadian dollar, it's up about half a cent to start the day at 80.7 U.S. cents. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, June 21st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.